Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We are rooted in Christ, which means that we're laying up treasure for ourselves in heaven and not here on earth. What does that mean? Did you hear in the reading today? Jesus says that the treasures here of earth are passing away. The word was moth and rust destroy, thieves break in and steal. That's what happens to the things of this world. Moth. You've seen moths. You know, they little kind of bugs, almost tiny butterflies, almost kind of, I don't know. And they flop into and they get inside your clothes and then they eat them up. And if you have especially wool, they like wool. If you have some kind of wool coat or something like that, a sweater, hang it up for the winter and then, or the summer, and then you come in there in the winter, you ready for that moth, and you find it, and the moths come out of it, and there's holes in it, you think, no! This is why my grandmother had mothballs, which I don't think are really popular anymore, but you put those in there, and it kills the moths, right? The moths like to eat our clothes, and when you think about a nice new sweater, you think, oh, this is such a nice sweater. It's great for a year, and then you put it in the closet, and next year you pull it out, and it's full of holes because of the moths. And you don't want to wear it anymore because it's kind of gross, kind of falling apart. Moths, rust. I got a free bicycle recently. It was free because apparently it had been left where the rust got to it. And so the gears are rusty, the spokes on the wheels are rusty. It still rides, but it's a little funny, you know. It makes weird noises, and you can feel that rough kind of rust rubbing against things, and it's got to be worked on, right? Rust comes, and it makes things broken. Many of you have asked for the greatest toy for your birthday or your Christmas, and you get that toy and you think, wow, this is amazing, I love it, it's shiny, it's new, and then after a few months, maybe it's dirty, or maybe it even breaks, and that thing that once was so cool is now broken. That's the way it is in this world. You know, it's even the way it is with our bodies. You know, today you're young, you're strong, and you're even getting stronger and smarter. But in 60 or 70 years, you will be old. And the things that you used to be able to do will not be as easy. They'll be harder. And the things that you used to be able to think won't come so easily. And you'll think, I used to be able to remember things, and now I can't. That's the way it is in this world. All the things of this world are passing away. Moth and rust come. Things break. But that's not the way it is in heaven. The life of the world to come, the life in heaven, does not pass away. And that's where our treasure is to be. That's where our treasure is, because that's where Jesus is. Remember, he came, he suffered and died for us. He rose again, and he said, I am going to prepare a place for you. And in that place, moth and rust will not destroy things. Things won't get broken. They will instead last forever. And so you and I fix our eyes on Jesus, who is our treasure and who has prepared for us a place in heaven. He defeated all of our enemies. He gives us forgiveness, life, and salvation, and welcomes us into his family, his kingdom forever. There's treasure for us. In our hymnal, there's even a song about this. You can put the lyrics up on the screen there, Christian. Hymn number 743, I especially like verse 4. Should be the next thing there. Here's how it goes. Verse 4 of 743 says this, and it's old English, but it says, hence all earthly treasure, Jesus is my pleasure, Jesus is my choice. Hence all empty glory, not to me the story with told with tempting voice. Pain or loss or shame or cross shall not from my Savior move me, since he deigns to love me. what it's saying is there are all sorts of earthly treasures that pass away, but Jesus is my pleasure. Jesus is my choice. And so no matter what, even if I'm tempted by the things of this world, even if I got pain or loss or shame or a cross to bear, yet my Savior remains unmoved, incorruptible, perfect, and welcoming me into his family. And so I will focus on him today and always. Jesus is our treasure, because Jesus is light and life forever. And he has called you and he has called me to live lives rooted in him. Amen. We stand to sing the Te Deum.